Hello, it's the 25th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An exemplary temporary superintendent with Beds Police, recognised by the late Queen Elizabeth II, has been charged with several criminal offences. 48-year-old Mo Aziz, arrested last July when his unlawful activities were uncovered, was honoured by the previous monarch with the Empire Medal for contributions to diversity. Aziz denies the accusations of rape, assault, coercion and threats from him to distribute intimate films and photographs of a sexual nature between 2015 and 2022. A Beds Police spokesperson said that Aziz was immediately suspended, adding, "For transparency, we referred the matter to an independent force to investigate." Almost 26,000 people in Luton currently receive Universal Credit, reflecting an overall increased trend across central Bedfordshire. Turn to Us is a charity dealing with the issue of poverty. Its benefits expert Anne Stevenson said, "The government needs to make sure support is there when people need it." Beds Police descended on properties in Kempston Hardwick, Potton and Bedford in an operation targeting suspects who may have been involved in ATM raids and other Bedfordshire theft offences. During the police operation, a number of vehicles of varying types were also discovered, along with several plants believed to be cannabis. Of the five arrests, three remain in police custody, while two have been released on bail. This Saturday at Wembley Stadium, Luton Town Football Club faces Coventry City for a place in the Premier League and a team payday worth almost £200 million over 3 years. The Championship playoff final, known as the biggest financial prize in world football, will be a welcome addition for Hatters fans. Good luck, Luton. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.